Welcome to What Came to Mind for the last week of August 2017. I'm Elena McIver, and I make the work at esuccubus.com. So, this month's topic is commitments. It's difficult to know what people expect of you sometimes. I've thought that recently as I work on the various sites. You know that I produce Moonlit Hypnosis and esuccubus. I'm branching into meditative work, and I have the long, ongoing process of writing various stories and working on some interactive fiction. But I never quite know what's enough. How many files, how many units, how many somethings do I have to make for people to really be satisfied? I eventually kind of settled, at least for esuccubus, on 10 things a month, and then for things that are less profitable or less... that I have less fans of, I spend less and less time until they get popular. But the catch-22 there is you have to invest time and effort to get the word out there. So I do have a few questions I'm going to answer, and some previews of upcoming content. I wanted to say that the Discord channel has had some good, conversations and a lot more people hanging around. Happy to see that. And I'm going to be on there a lot more often, perhaps hosting Q&A segments, maybe even sharing advanced work. Things are going well, and you can look forward to a lot more content in the coming months. I'll discuss what exactly a little later. Let's do the questions first, then I'll talk about the Discord, discuss the aforementioned content, and talk about what happened this month. So the first question here is, when is Devotion 4 going to become free? Well, that's a relatively recent file, and I do get asked this kind of question a lot. Basically, all of my sites rotate some number of files each month, from held back to free access. With esuccubus, this is one file, because I also release at least two free pieces of content each month. With Moonlit, it's two files. Basically, you're going to find that a lot of things rotate into freedom, so it all gets there eventually. I'm going to eventually figure out some kind of mechanism for people to help things become free earlier, but the answer is people vote from among the five oldest reward and oldest backer files, so it'll take a while for it to get up to there. But in this way, people who are backers or who back me ahead of time get access to things early and can feel like they really did get a tangible benefit. Even though eventually, all work does go out to everyone. So the next question I have here is, when am I going to finish the vampire series? Probably next couple of months. I mean, I get a lot of when are you going to finish because, yeah, I do overcommit. To reference back to the title, commitments, I do spend too much time thinking about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I don't leave enough room for things to go wrong. Or for people to ask me to do something or hire a commission. Next question I have here is, do you do live sessions? I do. I do them over Skype. It's one of the levels on the Patreon at patreon.com/esuccubus. And it comes with a custom file and a recording of the session. Granted, I've been having internet troubles recently, but I think I've probably got that worked out. Not too many people request them, but I do a couple a month. Same goes for custom files. I do make commissions. I'll happily record people's scripts. So let's see. Other questions here. Someone asked, what kind of self-care things do you do? Well, I'm bad about this sometimes. I eat too much junk food, which sounds like a comforting self-care thing in the moment, but it can bother you later. I don't get quite enough sleep. But I do drink a lot more water now. I take timeouts and meditate. I play video games. I go for walks or drives when I need to get out. I take hot baths a lot. That's basically the scope of my self-care. I'm going to start reading more and relaxing more, taking days off more. But those things aren't something I really have room for right now. I did actually just start a self-care channel on the Discord. So if you pop in that channel sometimes, people can discuss what's going on with them and what they've been doing to take care of themselves. Or consult with others. Let's see. On the e-succubus front, I've completed a few new tracks that are going to be going out. Devotion 6 is complete. There are some customs in the queue, but overall I think I'm going to advance with Tentacle Beast and other Corruption of Champions themed content. Someone commissioned a centaur related monster guy slash gal file, so that'll be fun. On the meditative and relaxing front, I'm going to do a kindness and compassion meditation again soon. I'm also going to do a kind of kickstart in the mornings, relaxed start to your day piece, and a neutral, relaxing, remember to balance your mind and body file. On the moonlit hypnosis angle, I'm going to start highlighting Silver Spruce and Anya Duena's backstories a little bit more. And in the particular case of the Dragon Girl, that means there's going to be this overarching story arc about a night when the power goes out at Athene Magical College, and she's going to be down in the boiler room keeping the generators going, because they are geothermal. And as a result, there's going to be some kind of backstory lodged in that. I'm thinking of turning it into a larger piece of interactive fiction, because it's a very simple project. It'll let me get rudimentary coding with some of my projects going. And it'll let me showcase the characters that are going to be the main characters of the Moonlit Hypnosis world. There's quite a few I actually haven't talked about much yet, so I think I will go into detail. Moonlit Hypnosis is mine and Aurelia Alder's furry, anthro, monster girl, monster guy, fantasy, magic kind of set of stories, erotica, hypnosis, etc. Has its own site and its own Patreon, but I do cross-post the material to my site, and I think she does to hers, too. So what's going on with Moonlit is there are two instructors, each of which is our avatars within that world. I have the half-dragon character, she's got the fox woman librarian, they do fit. And as we write those stories, the character palettes expand, it's going to branch into some other sites. I've mentioned them on here before. So characters include some archetypal, the classic bondage spider hybrid woman character, a kitsune with mischievous qualities, separate and distinct from a fox girl. Someone gave me a long speech on that topic once. You know, a lion bartender, his nephew, a lab assistant, other characters who attend the college and school and so on, and I plan to turn it into a whole interactive story series one of these days. Speaking of interactive stories, on the e-succubus side, I'm working on As Above, So Below, a kind of slave training game set in a future where people can be programmed and the technology level's considerably higher. You would play as a person running a house of pleasure, which basically trains futuristic sexual servants, and fulfill contracts, work within a corporate kind of bureaucracy. It just struck me as an interesting game to make. Slight management elements, a lot of story. It's one of the many things I've been tinkering with. On the actual e-succubus releases, a Tentacle Beast anal file and a Tentacle Beast penis and pussy file, respectively, are going to be coming out over the next few weeks. There's a new bondage and lactation, milking, breast control file called Nightly Developments, which will tie in nicely with all my other pieces like Got Milk, Pointed, The Farm, and so on. All of these things arc together and should work alongside a set of nightly mantras I'm going to give. The idea behind the experiment is a study I read saying that people could remember a two-note simple song that they learned while awake better if the song was played to them while they were sleeping and experiencing slow wave sleep. So I'm going to deliberately get the mantra and tell people how to try and time it out with their sleep cycle to fall when they would typically experience slow wave sleep, hoping that mantras can thus be incorporated into their brains a little more easily. Things like, mooing is milk, pleasure, control, etc. All sorts of little mantras I've used in all the other files. Move forward and got milk pet. Other triggers as well. Integrating them as recurrent thoughts, ideally. Something nice for the people who, and I know there are quite a few of them among my listeners, set themselves up with EEGs each night and similar. Let's see. Yeah, the meditative front is coming nicely. Once I get a large enough library, I'm actually going to set up a vanilla meditative site where people can buy kind of combination discs. I might even set up an app I've been working on that just lets you spit out randomized daily meditations on the theme of your choice based on a simple survey or preference list. But that's not that far off now. Couple of months, I think. These are all commitments. They're all things that poke at you. My brain necessarily tells me, oh God, I have to do this. Oh, I have to do that. I'm sure yours does too. But I'm learning that if you relax on it, if you chill for a while, you realize people are pretty forgiving if you explain why things are taking longer than they expected. So this is my way of doing that, of putting things out in the world. So what I'm going to do right now is improvise. I promised people a meditation, a simple expansion upon the kindness and compassion material I'd done sooner rather than later. And rather than sit down, script and write something lengthy, rather than add to my feeling of overall overcommitment, I'm going to empower you as the listener to this to help me get one more commitment off my chest. I'm going to close my eyes and speak calmly and soothingly. I'm going to spin the thoughts that I think when I'm trying to be a little kinder, a little more compassionate toward the rest of the world. And I'm going to produce that meditation right now. I guess there is one other thing I was thinking of that I haven't mentioned yet. I'd kind of like to do a virtual reality, e-succubus, corruption, transformation, mistressy style thing at some point. That's actually why I'm going to be saving up for a virtual reality headset. I've already got the developer tools, and I'm learning them gradually. It was just a thought I had. Part of why I'm going to set up with a better audio studio. A real preamplifier, 3.5 millimeter line-in microphone, one of those little foam boxes for the mic, and a desk somewhere private where there isn't always background noise I need to remove. With those happy thoughts in mind, the topic of kindness and compassion does tie in fairly well with the idea of having to forgive yourself when your commitments fall behind. I realize that some things are beyond our control. I don't really share that much with people. I guess I'll get that out of the way first. I've had some family trouble, I've had some travels, I've had some things I had to do that slowed me down more than I would have liked. But now that I'm back to it, now that I have not only the ability but the time, you're gonna see as much as I used to do, and higher quality. Comforting, reassuring, I hope. So, here's something a little vanilla. This won't be erotic. For those of you hoping for something horny, go pick up the free copy of Devotion 6 at my site. Oh, actually, I should share that. I used to have samples, but neither I nor my friend Aurelia are going to be having them anymore. Instead, I do a short version of the file, and then an extended version that's held back for supporters. That way everybody can get in on at least the basics of what each file's theme is. But I hold some special stuff for supporters who pick the file up at the reward or backer level. I figure that way you don't have to be dissatisfied with a 3 or 5 minute sample. You can just get the whole thing, and if you really like it, well, you've had a good taste of its topic, so you'll know if you want to go back me, or just settle for the free version. Devotion 6 is the first of these, but it's going to be true for all the upcoming content. All right, let's do a little meditation. Get yourself comfortable. Get somewhere where you can just relax and take the time. If you think you might be interrupted, it's all right to pause and come back here later. I'll still be here. This is indelibly etched down, after all. I'll also be cutting this meditation out from this recording and making it available for free on all my sites. So breathe. There's nothing to miss. Nothing particularly expected of you. Just the moment. Just the listening. The following along. It is best that you follow along with your feet flat on the floor, your body seated. Get comfortable, but understand that this is an active process. Keep your back as straight as you can. We so often fall into the pattern of slumping or slouching. Relax your whole body, every bit of it. Your eyes can stay closed for this. You won't need them open. Instead, you're going to be looking at everything inside of you that you carry around. It should be easy to do this, drifting like a stream, not boring like a drill. Breathe in, like deep in. Breathe out natural, neutral, normal, simple. Keep those eyes closed. And open yourself up to the idea that there is well-being, well-wishing, positivity, kindness, flowing toward you where you rest right now, from some source external to you. A happy, pleasured connection exists. A guiding light and life that wants you to feel good and happy in yourself and in where you are. It might come from the past. It might even come from some future positivity, from the present possibilities. But there is some warm energy, like a string in the air, making its way into your life, influencing it as positively as anyone's simple well wishes can. And that string is susceptible of being followed back, on some level, conscious or deeper. You are aware of someone sending love, kindness, positivity, someone who has put that part of themselves out into the world and anchored it to you. Call that up inside your head. Warm wishes, love, kindness, and comfort. Wellness flowing from another to you. Call that another to your brain, to your body, to your deep breathing existence in this moment. Add that other. See them standing nearby. See that thread connecting the two of you. Positivity. Simplicity in the kindness and nourishing warmth of that connection. Now another one forms. And another. Connections from you to another person who loves, who cares. Past or present or future, all are tied to you. Everyone you love, all friends surrounding you, sending you wishes for your happiness. You might think that this has to be some grand gesture, some grandiose spirit of connection, but even a moment's positivity, a moment's happy connection, forges a bond. They want you surviving, thriving, being your fullest self. Warmth from all around. Love from all around. You're really, truly surrounded, coated, connected to that loving influence. And if you accept that it can be brought inward toward you, you must also accept that you have the ability to send that same influence outward toward others. Think about those lines of connection coming from wherever and whenever that positive influence attached to you. Think of them as not only followable, but accessible. You can send energy and positivity along them. And that is a process you might ordinarily fail to think of. But now, while you have the opportunity, while you have the time, focus yourself. Think of one line, just one connection wired to you, and follow it back. You feel how that connection is bilateral. It is love from and love to. You want the same warmth and connection, the same love, the same peace that comes to you when you think of all those wired-in kindnesses flowing to you. You want to put that out in the world. Think of that connection. Send everything you have that is warm, that is greater than, nurturing, the very core of what it is to really spend a moment thinking the positive, healthy progress of another into the world. Think to yourself, I sincerely want you to feel the peace and ease and love and comfort that is this moment. I sincerely want you, the other at the other end of the line, the person you picture, you feel you connect to. Think of how you want everything about their experience to be positive, progressing healthily, happily. That's what you're aiming for. That's what can happen. Think of them. And then, envisioning all those many connecting strings, choose the next one. Think of it, and send every positive thing inside of you that you have received from others as well, onward. A cycle of ever-growing connection, positivity, improvement. You feel the ways in which you are alike. You feel sympathy, empathy, connection for those who love you and those who you love. Really, progressing together is easier than alone. You want yourself to be happy. You want them to be happy. You want yourself to be healthy. You want them to be healthy. You want everything in life to be available to you. You want everything in life to be available to them. Think this inside. You want yourself to be happy. You want them to be happy. You want yourself to be healthy. You want them to be healthy. You want everything in life to be available to you. You want everything in life to be available to them. Everything they may pursue that would bring ease and comfort. Send that warmth outward. Happy. Peaceful. Comfortable. If one wishes it, that is what has been given to you. That is what you give to these people who send these connected, warm, improving thoughts your way. Now, there are also many people out there who are not connected necessarily by lines of influence or positivity to you. But really, are your wishes for them any different? In the same way loving kindness poured into your world, you pour it out, even toward those who are not yet connected to you. You understand that, though you don't have any particular feeling, any particular desire, any particular fixation for this individual, you still wish a positive life upon them, understanding that the feedback into the world is positive and growing. Just as you want to grow, to be safe and happy, you want others to feel the same, happy, safe, progressing. You wish gentle, restorative, healing, growing sensations for them, freedom from those things which would limit them. They want joy, they want happiness, they want all the things that you want. Send it out. Your awareness encompasses the lines coming in toward you, from those connected to you, the lines progressing outward from you to others who are connected. And even now, the new, previously untapped lines of influence from you to those who do not yet share a connection. All of these things are part of a system of happiness, good vibrations and positivity that will influence the world in more than a small way. The desire for happiness, positivity, and understanding. Think of how everyone, everywhere, could have those connections. Think of people in your life, people you've heard of, maybe people you don't have much knowledge of other than anecdote or reputation. There are those who have formed connections with people all the way around the globe, across the world from themselves. You would think those connections are just as real as any other, and so you could form them as well. You want to be happy, so think that to yourself. Repeat it in your head. I want to be happy, healthy, comfortable, safe. I want to grow in all the best ways. And just as I want that, I want it for others. I want to be happy, healthy, comfortable, safe, and grow in all the best ways, just as I want that for all others. I want to grow happy and healthy and safe and comfortable in time and over time as you progress through this meditation, as you progress through all the thoughts, the breaths, deep and otherwise, the experiences and the connections which you tap into every time you send that wish for health, that wish for happiness, that wish for understanding, safety, and the best kind of growth outward. Others are sending it to you as well. There may be those who do not yet have that connection, but you have done your small part now in thinking the right thoughts, in unlocking certain pathways. You have done your part to breathe alongside them, foster that connection. Deeply, deeply, meditating and noticing the feelings going through you now, the way you feel after thinking about each of these things. And that, for now, is it. Please feel free to open your eyes once you've processed all you feel, all you want, and all you know now, as well as the hopes you have for knowledge, awareness, and experience in the future. There. I think that was pretty good. I'll expand on it and make a longer version in future, but for now I'm going to make that one available to people. Overall, a pretty good month. I look forward to making one of these again, and to recapping whatever goes on next month. Take care of yourselves out there. This has been a presentation from eSuccubus.com. Recordings are all listener-supported. You can find information at patreon.com/eSuccubus and at patreon.com/moonlithypnosis. I do have a Discord server, and you'll find a link below where you can chat with me and others with similar interests. If you've enjoyed this, please consider checking out the many free recordings at eSuccubus.com. If you like what you hear, but don't really feel like supporting at the pledge level, you can always buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com. The link is underneath. Or I've got an Amazon wishlist. Feedback and questions for future recordings can be sent to mail@esuccubus.com. Or you can send me a Patreon message, or Discord, or a tweet at me, @esuccubus. Thank you for your support. You'll hear from me again next month. I'd like to do these podcasts more often, honestly, but I get wrapped up in so many new projects and commitments, commissions, etc. I'm honestly considering discontinuing live sessions and custom hires for a little while, just so I can dislodge the backlog of ideas. Be safe out there. And really, thanks for listening. Every time I get feedback on one of these, it feels like people actually do like my stuff. I always struggle with that. It's part of why I overcommit. I don't really know if people enjoy what I put out there, and it always feels like faint or hollow praise when I hear it from people. But I'm getting better at accepting compliments and just submitting my stuff for consideration on the understanding that if even one person likes it, it was worth doing.